Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you this evening is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So you see something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it to the website as show prep, as we call it, and then other listeners get to vote. And you get to vote on things as well. You vote up or down on each item depending on how you, whether you like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. In fact, a lot of the news I've got here tonight comes right off the front page of freetalklive.com, including the story about the government looking to control the app marketplace. We'll get to that. We're also going to talk about the sexting situation and hopefully the Girl Scouts as well. But first, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank, in New York.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm just sort of appalled by, you know, this new war against Libya, expanding our armed conflicts in the Middle East to four countries now. We have.
When you say our, you mean the federal government?
Yes, the United States. I guess I forget how many hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cruise missiles we've used up in the last, 5 or 6 days.
Well, I don't have any cruise missiles. You mean the U.S. military?
The military, correct.
Gotcha.
What's very interesting about the situation is that now we have an endless conflict with no end in sight in Afghanistan, Iraq. We're destabilizing Pakistan. We've had a de facto war in Pakistan since February of 2009 with the CIA using drones and mercenaries and covert operations.
But it never ends, does it, Frank?
It never ends. And now Libya, who was a good ally to the United States and Israel, he supplied oil to Israel very inexpensively through a company in Italy. And then you had Mark Rich and a number of people connected with Likud party.
Well, it just goes to show, Saddam Hussein learned. It just goes to show, as Saddam Hussein learned, that it's only a matter of time before the criminal gang known as the federal government will turn against
Correct.
You.
Correct. And my message for any government considering diplomatic relations or allies with the United States, alliances with the United States, would be with an ally like the United States, you really don't need any enemies in the long run.
Well said, Frank. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, I think that that's painting the wrong picture. I mean, when you start looking at things like Estonia, Latvia, and many of these other countries from the former Soviet Union that have turned into a more free market, angle, admittedly, the United States will certainly quickly use violence and force to get what it wants. But these countries that have taken a more free market angle, you don't hear much about them, and they're being left alone.
Well, they don't have oil.
Well, there aren't very many good examples of countries with oil that have a free market economy, because the fact is, if you can get in control of the country, you're in control of the oil.
Mm-hmm.
The Gaddafis and, what's the guy from Egypt? I can't believe.
Mubarak.
Quick is the news cycle when you can forget a guy that was on your lips too?
Politicians.
Weeks ago.
Yeah. They're all the same. Look, Mark, I see where you're coming from, but I was listening to anti-war radio last night, and they pointed out, I think rightfully, that there are all kinds of countries out there in Africa, for instance, where there are just horrible things being done to the population.
Sure.
New North Korea as well. I mean, all kinds of places, but these places don't have the oil reserves, and that's what the U.S. government is interested in.
Admittedly, that much is true, that the oil reserves, if you're sitting on a bunch of the United States oil, and your foreign country happens to be sitting on a bunch of the United States oil, then they're certainly willing to fight a war in order to bring peace to your nation. By that, they mean a new puppet government for you, to replace the old puppet government.
Well, he had mentioned the cruise missiles, 119 Tomahawk missiles into Libya. Each missile costs about $575,000. Wow. So the total cost of that missile foray is roughly a little more than $68 million.
Not to mention the deaths.
I'd like to point this out, that when that missile goes kablooey, the United States citizens don't get anything out of that. So the idea that wars make us money, we should be really wealthy at this point, because like Frank said, we're fighting four of them.
That's right.
At least three. I don't know how you're going to you're going to count them.
Instead, you get rising prices.
And the reason is, if you think that setting a $600,000 missile, blowing it up, is somehow good for the economy, I want you to go outside and set fire to your house.
Because
that must be good for your bank account.
Exactly.
I mean,
broken window fallacy.
That's exactly what it is. It's stupid. It is way dumb. The idea that, I'll make it even simpler for people. There's two guys in a nation. Each of them produces half the things that the nation has. So what is going to be better off? If a guy blows up his car and then goes to the other guy and has him make him a new car and then pays the money for that? Or that guy that was going to make the car otherwise uses his time and energy and that $20,000 worth of labor to produce something new for the next guy?
Mm-hmm.
At which point is the person more wealthy? The guy with the guy with a blown up car and a replaced car, or the guy with a fine car and then the other goods that the guy would have produced? I mean, it's clear and obvious.
Yep.
The idea that wars make a nation wealthy, the idea is that that the war drew us out of the Depression, is patently stupid and
it's backwards.
Absolutely,
well,
provable.
Definitely, that disposable sort of mentality is where the money trail ends. It's the whole war profiteering thing,
mm-hmm.
where the money trail begins, obviously, in the pockets of the taxpayers and then ends up in the pockets of those wealthy few individuals who have these wonderful contracts from the government.
You wonder where these ideas come from, because I used to believe that. Everybody else here used to believe that war brought wealth and prosperity to the nation,
mm-hmm.
and that the World War II brought us out of the Depression.
Well, that's what public schools said, but I didn't.
I believed it. I what else was there to believe? I was told that.
Mm.
But you wonder who came up with that idea. Was it the government school was teaching you? You know, I don't know. I mean, is that a conspiracy theory?
Well, I mean, how far do you want to go to say whether something is a conspiracy theory? Obviously, the government education system is, to some extent, a very planned system wherein the people that put it together chose a system for a very specific reason. They wanted to make people more docile. Now, that doesn't mean that the teachers at the end of the line know that. Many of them probably have no idea what the origins of their system is. They're just cogs in that machine that was created so many years ago. And so, they chose, and it's John Taylor Gatto that talks about this a lot. He was the New York State Teacher of the Year. Older gentleman, I think he's in his 80s today, but he's written some great books on this government education system or government indoctrination system, which was chosen, the Prussian school system was chosen with its very rigid, the bells that ring and if the lights turn out, you've got to be quiet, kind of these authoritarian structures, this top-down model of educating, put everybody in the same age, in the same class, all of these things, they were all created for a reason, and it was created to dumb down people so they would be more easily controlled. They would be plugged into the system without being as likely to question their circumstances.
Yeah, I don't think they're dumbed down as much as they're,
they are.
There's plenty of people out there that are very smart that have gone through the public school system, but I think they're certainly docilized. They're mm-hmm. they're domesticated. And if you think about, this nation, its history, the revolutionary history of this nation and so many other places around the world, people aren't as docile as they are in the United States.
One
has to wonder why.
Just talking about the teachers, to focus on that as part of the public school system, a lot of the teachers have their heart in the right place. Their whole idea of, I want to help kids, I want to work with kids and help them grow and become better human beings. But then they work for this system where they say, well, you can help these kids, but you have to help them our way. You have to help them by our guidelines and our mandates and our educational pedigree, whatever their system is. And that's when their whole philosophy of helping people just gets thrown out the window, because you're not helping people by creating a one-size-fits-all education system. That's not how people are.
And you're just jumping through hoops so you can get a paycheck.
Right.
And tell yourself you're doing something.
Yeah.
For kids.
And then also the teachers are made to be out to be heroes, because heroes of our society, like teachers and police officers mm-hmm. and firefighters. And I'm sorry, I just can't believe that.
If they were doing something heroic, then they'd be doing it on a voluntary basis. And hopefully someday we'll see that future. 800-259-9231, because I think all those things are necessary in society. It's just that I don't think that they should be forced on you.
That's right.
You should be able to choose. More coming up. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can enjoy the various features of our website, including archives. If you've missed a moment, they're right there on the top of the website. Click and download as many as you want. They're completely free. Thanks to HostGator.
Yeah, thank you to HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. And they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their easy-to-use site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com can host you. Use that portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get the 99.9% uptime guarantee, the 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. And you'll get your first month completely free. That's if you use the portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That's the only way you can get that first month free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, but sexting is an issue that is becoming more prevalent as time goes on, as, of course, we are in the 21st century now. Digital cameras became very popular around the turn of the century and just progressively got cheaper, as technology tends to do, cheaper and cheaper and better and better. And now they're embedded in everything that's technological. Your cell phone likely has a camera. It likely can do video as well. Even the cheapest of the cheap freebie cell phones that you might get with any low-end cell phone plan likely have cameras and et cetera. So they're everywhere. I mean, the laptop that I bought has a camera built into it. I'll be using my laptop camera to do my presentation on Agora.io this weekend. It's easy. It's right there. It's integrated. You don't have to install anything external. So cameras are becoming ubiquitous. And that also means that cameras are in places where they didn't used to be. And that means
the hands of teenage girls.
Yes. And
taking more than pictures of their hands.
Yes. Teenagers, of course, have frequently in the past been interested in photography. However, now they don't have to go through a photo lab to have those pictures developed, which kind of opens up a whole new world of photographic creativity, shall we say.
You know, when I was in high school, another friend of mine in high school showed me pictures of his girlfriend who was under the age of 18, naked.
Oh, my. How did he get those? Did he have his own development lab?
It was Polaroid.
Oh, okay.
It was Polaroid.
Right.
And, you know, people did that.
That was the first step, right?
Right.
Polaroids were the step.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was duly impressed.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's pretty awesome. How could she be so silly as to take pictures like this for you? And sure enough,
young love.
Showed him around. And this is the this was the 1980s version of
the same thing happens
sexting
today. Yeah.
You know, this is... I didn't think about it. He didn't think about it. This is a felony. That's child porn. Because she
had no idea.
Right. Who would have ever considered that? But it happened.
So what we've seen happening recently is that because this is becoming more prolific, because, as you said, people were sharing Polaroids back in the day, now they're just texting one another, forwarding a picture. So somebody gets a picture of some teenage girl at school, and they want everybody, all the other guys and girls in school to see this. So they forward it around to their friends. They forward it to their friends. Before you know it, it gets to one of the teachers or one of the administrators, and the police are called. And then the police come, and they find out, you know, who is responsible for taking this picture. And, of course, kids don't know their rights. They don't know to stay quiet when the police are asking them questions. This is another one of the perks of government schools, is they get to indoctrinate kids that, you know, you should talk to the police whenever they ask you questions.
I can't imagine what would have happened if, you know, some cop would have come up and asked me about seeing a Polaroid from my friend of his girlfriend.
You probably would have blabbed.
I'm sure I would have. Yeah, I saw it. I mean, you know,
right?
What would I have admitted to there?
So they're catching kids for doing this, and they're charging them in some cases with things like child pornography, producing child pornography, even if in many cases it actually was the individual himself or herself who took the photo of themselves. That is apparently victimizing oneself in a child pornographic manner.
It's so bizarre to think that that's actually how things are.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, and that's what government is good at, is taking something so, I guess, harmless or innocent, and making it a bad thing.
Another thing they'll do is they'll write up a law with a certain intention, the intention of stopping children from being forced into doing pornographic things on camera. I mean, who would be in favor of having those things happen? So it makes sense, the reason why,
sure,
this was put out there. But then what ends up happening is this government's rule, which is designed for X, ends up being enforced on Y and Z and A and B and C and all kinds of other different ways that were never originally intended.
So now, what is happening here? Are the parents getting charged with some fine that they have to pay? Is that how this is being
taken? No, it's usually the kids that are going after.
They're going after kids all over.
I mean, they're putting them in jail?
Yes.
Oh,
they're charging,
okay.
charging them with child porn.
Right.
Charging each both of them. I mean, it's crazy. It's not like there's a victim. The victim are each other or yeah. whatever. I don't even know how to describe it.
So there's been something happened, something changed in New Jersey?
There's a law in New Jersey. Let me read the article from Salon.com here. Mm-hmm. This is written by Tracy Clark Flory. I recently performed an archaeological dig on my childhood closet, which has been perfectly preserved in the state that it was when I flew the nest amid all the empty bottles of Smirnoff Ice and... aimlessly, she must be young.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. Aimlessly doodled binders, I found a stockpile of what might be referred to in court as child pornography.
Mm-mm.
But it was self-made with my high school boyfriend. The first thought that I had when I saw the images, black and white printouts from a webcam, was how sweet the shots were, despite being mildly explicit. Here were two teenagers, safely and lovingly exploring their bodies and sexualities. And because the images were kept strictly for our eyes only, they maintained that innocence. That's why I'm encouraged by the news that late yesterday, New Jersey approved a bill that would allow teenagers caught sexting, and this is called texting with dirty texting amongst teenagers. I suppose adults can do sexting, but who cares when adults do sexting?
Right. They're over that arbitrary number.
Yeah.
Right.
It's much more exciting when teenage girls are talking about it. Then it's all every reason in the world to get excited about it, to raise the, my God, somebody sound the trumpets. There's been an underage boob show.
Teenage girls would never be sexualized.
No, never.
Dear God, who would do that? Heavens. It's important to sexualize them with their tops on, Ian. To avoid being prosecuted as child pornographers, the bill is based on the wacky notion that teens shouldn't be labeled as sex offenders for the rest of their lives for taking dirty self-portraits or possessing X-rated photos of their sweetheart, who, in many cases, they are legally allowed to have sex with.
Yep.
Although that's not what the case was for me. The age of consent in California was 18. Whoops. That's Tracy speaking. I don't know what the age of consent was in the 80s in Florida, and I don't care to share when I had sex first. This measure is a great step forward to a saner adult attitude toward teen sexuality. Other states should look at this as a blueprint, but there's don't look at anything else in New Jersey as a blueprint.
Right.
There's also room for improvement. The bill gives teens the option of paying for an educational program as a way to avoid a damaging criminal record. Assemblyman John Bramnick told NBC that the measure sends a clear signal to the judiciary that when young people make a mistake, this legislator is saying, give them a chance, give them an option other than a criminal past.
Let them bribe their way out of it.
Right.
Well, you know.
That's what it is.
This is, one can say whatever one wants, but the fact is that what would have otherwise been a sex charge that would have followed them for the rest of their lives has now been changed into a class that
it's
they can take.
It's a step in the right direction, but
it's a leap in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more. We can talk in detail in a moment. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and or video proving that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to do that. And I believe that over time, we probably have had at least a handful of teenage girls send their pictures in for the Shrine. There is no age limit on that. They have not sexted any pictures to the Shrine, so you won't be arrested for viewing the Shrine. But there's a real situation right now, as we've been discussing, with this whole sexting thing. I mean, it's such a big phenomenon that there's a name for it, right? I mean, sexting, it's right. That popular that people are doing this, teenagers are doing this on a fairly regular basis, and why shouldn't they? It's easy for them to do it.
They have easy access to camera phones. They have easy access to texting. They're going to send these things to, you know, people. And the best advice I've got for teenagers, especially teenage girls, and I'm only saying this because this is how the world is. Mm. Not because I think that it's fair that the world treats one sex differently than the other. I'm just saying that it does. Don't take pictures in the nude. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. If you put any
thank
picture,
you to everyone who does take pictures
yes,
in the nude.
I'm the same vote as Mark there. I like looking as much as any other guy that has such a interest. But at the same time, anything you put on the internet can and often will end up in places you don't intend it to be.
Especially once you break it up. On the internet. Once you take that picture, and I don't care if it's an old school Polaroid, then that young guy who has the telephone can take a picture of that to send it with to his friend. Don't take naked pictures, because if you do, guys like to look at these things. They're going to share them.
Especially when you break up. We're talking about high school, right? I mean, what does the average high school relationship last? 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Something like that?
Some of those breakups are because the guy, passed that picture on.
Sometimes, or maybe after the fact, in vindictive ways, each person would pass on the pictures that they have.
A lot of guys are very acquisitive regarding sex, meaning that they want to show their prowess in having sex with the opposite sex or whomever, and they can use that picture as a way to talk to other guys about, ha ha, I got that. That's me. I did that.
Right, right.
And, it's...
Whoop-de-doo.
Well, I'm telling you that it is a very normal thing to do.
So Mark,
do not give them the option.
Did they say how much this class costs?
They didn't. I'm sure that there'll be
a few hundred bucks.
I'll tell you what. I'd pay that $200 in a second. What we're talking about here is a class that New Jersey has offered instead of a sex crime, which is what most states offer, a young person caught sexting. New Jersey is now offering a class. Likely that class will not be free.
Now, is this only going to be for the individual who took the photo and or was taken in the photo?
I don't know.
Where the photo taken of them?
I suspect.
Because what if, okay, so here's a question. It wasn't too long ago that here in Keene, New Hampshire, we had a few young ladies downtown who actually were all New Hampshire natives, I believe, take their tops off in Central Square. It was called Topless Tuesday. And it never really got beyond, like, 1 week it was one young lady, the next week it was three young ladies, the next week it was one young lady, and then it died off after that. So it never really caught on in any big manner. But my point here is that there were people there who had cameras, video and still cameras. Photos were taken. I think one was posted up at freekeen.com, as a matter of fact. And there are allegations that at least one of these young ladies was under the age of 18.
That's what people have said.
Yeah. So
I didn't go look for the pictures simply for this reason.
But my question is, in New Jersey, if I, as someone who is not involved in these photographing, I did not take the photo, I was not the victim of the photographing, if I am sent these photos, these teen sexting photos, and I am caught with a teen sexting photo, will I get the option for the class?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you how it's going to go, but
because at what point is it? How for
you
instance,
can be certain that these laws aren't perfect, Ian? But they're moving from highly imperfect to less imperfect.
It's nice to see this happening, Mark. I'm not besmirching what they're doing.
Well,
here.
Or you could look at it another way, Mark. You could say that if you have money, you can get out of this. If you are poor and you don't have money, guess what? You're screwed.
I think that if they sentence you to the class and you tell the judge, look, I can't afford it, then there may very well be another option. Yeah, they'll take payments or something like
that. Money.
How poor is poor?
It's all about the money, no doubt about it. JJ, your critique is right on, but Mark, I agree with you in that this is the right
direction. If you're poor enough, you don't have the cell phone in the first place. You know,
that's not true. Everyone has cell phones.
I am totally in support of people not going into cages, believe me, especially for victimless crimes such as this.
Or having that holding over their head for their whole life as a sex offender. That's horrible. So it's no doubt this is a step in the right direction. Would like to see this happening in other places. But I have to wonder about all of the ancillary people. What about all of the people who are receiving these sexting photos? They're still at risk of being caught for child pornography, right? But also, what if you receive a photo from someone and you have no idea? I mean, it's one thing to be the boyfriend or girlfriend of someone, then you may have an idea, unless you've been lied to the whole time about the person's age, which is certainly a possibility. But if you're the boyfriend or girlfriend of somebody, you're more likely to know how old that person is, and you would be at least have the knowledge of how old the person the photos are that you took. But if you're just the recipient of these photos, you have no clue, right?
It's absolutely happened that people have been charged for the possession of digital pictures of somebody under the age of 18 for child porn that they didn't have any idea that person was under the age, and they're just charged with it. And when you're charged these days, they pile the charges up.
Mm-hmm.
to the point that you basically have to plead out
right.
because you're facing 100 years or something like that. So if the cops decide, for whatever reason, they go through your computer, say at a border checkpoint, because they do that there,
yep.
and they find some naughty pictures on there, and they decide, oh, that girl looks like she's under, that girl looks like she's under, at that point,
because we said so,
until you go to court, you can't, you know, it can't be proven that what they say is false. So, or even, you know, they have to prove that what they say is true. That's what it has supposed to be in court. I tend to think that it's the latter, the former, not the latter. But, you know, most people plead out. 99% of cases in America are pled out. And I can totally understand why. What was the number we looked at, JJ? It was 70.
It was like 76.
Was it 76
like
or
that.
67?
It was
somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters of people felony jury cases are found guilty.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, this article about the same sexting bill has this survey. It says that 20% of teens in one survey acknowledge sharing a sexually explicit photo. In another sampling, 44% right. of high school boys said they had received a nude or semi-nude photo of someone else while in school. That's nearly half
of
the
kids. That's huge. One out of five females? Is that what it was? So I
yes.
pulled up the picture.
Well, of teens.
I pulled up the picture that I was referring to. Now, the photo that we posted over at freekeen.com of this Topless Tuesday event.
Has blacked out parts.
Has blacked out nipples. And so that still brings me to another question. If there's evidence that there were people who were in the vicinity of someone who is under the age of 18 who was topless, are those people guilty of viewing child pornography? Even though they weren't actually seeing pictures, they were there seeing it live in real life.
Yeah, I believe.
Are they guilty?
Isn't pornography something that's recorded or otherwise?
I think you're right about
that. A medium? Rather than just in person.
But isn't that the same crime, though, right?
No,
I mean, you're looking at a picture versus there in real life.
Well, they have kids at nudist colonies.
That's sure. true. Good point. Sure.
So, I mean, you know, really, child, this is the crazy, crazy part about these stupid, stupid, messed up child porn laws is it's legal in New Hampshire to have sex with a 16-year-old. It's not legal to take the picture. It's legal to see that same, you know, teenager at a nudist camp, but if you take a picture of it, then it's child porn.
Well,
crazy.
Is it, though? I mean, that's a good question. I mean, nudist colonies have done things where they have pageants and those sorts of things
yep.
where photos are taken of children. And for a long time, there have been books that have been sold in big book companies like Barnes & Noble, artistic photos of nude children. And there have always been a lot of controversy about that. Is that child pornography, too? What do you think?
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming, an $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is we ask you for $3 a month. That's all. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. And looking forward to announcing a couple of new affiliates. And one of them, well, it's not really a radio station. We'll explain that here, I guess, as time goes on. If all goes well, I haven't really nailed that agreement down. It's partially like halfway to being done. We're almost there. And looking forward to bringing you good news over time, thanks to the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's listeners like you that have joined the AMP program that make all of this possible. And you can do it and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and podcast and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
In Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency in case things go really badly. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and by hand-picked, I mean I picked these out. And you can go. The intention is that you'll be able to comparison shop between the other gold and silver purveyors out there and see what the rates are like. I believe, and, Ian, you checked it recently on some stuff that you were purchasing.
Some of the dimes, yeah.
Yeah, that Midas has some of the best rates out there.
Well, not only that, I mean, I did find dimes somewhere else for about on par of what Midas had, but they didn't have the inventory. I said, I'm looking for 1,000 dimes, because that's what Midas has on their website. You just buy a bag of 1,000 90% silver dimes. And I said, I'm looking to get 1,000 dimes. What's the rate? The guy wrote me back, said, well, this is the rate, and I only have 400 of them.
Hmm.
So if you wanted to get more than 1,000 from Midas, you could likely get more than 1,000. I mean, they
have a bunch of them. Yeah.
Right, they seem to have it together as far as inventory is concerned, and that counts for a lot.
If you run a small operation, you run a small operation.
Right.
You provide better customer service or whatever it is that you do to make your marketplace work.
Well, Ted Anderson is in charge of Midas, and I wouldn't say his is a massive operation. I mean, it's in Burnsville, Minnesota, or wherever it's. you know, him and there are people involved. Yeah. Certainly, it's not a small. I guess it's not small, but it's not, you know, some of the other gold companies out there.
I'd say there are larger ones, but I'd put him in the top 10 of sizes of gold and silver numismatic purveyors in America.
The guy is, you know, he knows what he's doing, and he's not afraid to get out with his customers. I mean, remember during the Ed Brown thing, it was Ted Anderson who came out and was the barbecue guy.
He was
at cooking
brats.
Right. He went out to, he brought, you know, his son and a few other folks out from GCN,
yep,
from our syndicate. He brought him out to Ed Brown's house when Ed and Elaine Brown were kind of holed up with the federal government nipping at their heels, trying to put him in a jail cell, which they eventually did for not paying federal income tax. Ted Anderson, you know, put his safety on the line and went up and stood by these people and created an entire like concert event
yeah.
and cookouts on their property, and he was right there with the chef's hat on at the barbecue grill. So this is a guy who, despite being an incredibly successful gold dealer and having a very successful business for a long time. I mean, Midas has been around much longer than we've been doing this radio show. It's a guy who's humble enough to stand there and cook bratwurst for people.
Yep.
He's never met.
Yeah, just talking to everybody. He didn't know who I was when I went up and talked to him.
Right.
And, you know, he was just chatting away. He's like, oh, you're Mark Edge.
We never met him before.
When I introduced myself, I guess I sort of rambled through it. Hey, Ted, Mark Edge. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, I could have been saying anything, especially if you don't quite get the accent.
Right.
Anyway, go to gold.freetalklive.com and check him out.
Now, there's a poll that you wanted to promote tonight, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Related to this?
Well, I guess it's related in that it has to do with Free Talk Live putting together a silver bar. We're going to create a custom silver bar.
We're talking about it.
We're in the talking stages. Don't hold us to it. We may change our minds at any point. But
this has been in the talking stages for a few years, and it's just kind of bubbled back up.
I think everybody wants their own silver bar.
So we're thinking about making one.
We'll have the Free Talk Live logo on it,
mm-hmm.
and the reason we decided on a bar is because it's different. You know, it's not your typical 1 ounce silver round. It's shaped different.
Well, you know, it is different. Yeah. And well, there's a poll at poll.freetalklive.com. And go there. I think, do you have to have an account in order to vote, Ian?
You do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you wish to vote in this, and I'll tell you what the choices are here in a second, you'll have to register for an account.
The accounts are linked, by the way. So if you've got an account on the main Free Talk Live website, you already have a BBS account as a result of that. So if you've already registered with Free Talk Live once, it's likely you're already good to go there.
Yeah. There's more information, but I'll give you the basic rundown. There's a sort of a nice, expensive, highly polished version, or there's the not quite as pretty and much cheaper to produce, and therefore it's going to be cheaper to buy version. Excuse me. And so you would vote between those two. There's also a third choice, which is you would vote for neither of them because hookers only accept FRNs.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Credit to Jason Osborne for coming together with this idea.
The great Osborne O had put that together. And he's the one who's spearheading this. And in case you don't
know, he wants to make this happen.
An FRN is, it's a Federal Reserve note, greenbacks.
So one of the important steps is we've got to talk to Midas and see if we can kind of work a deal with them to have them distribute it. Because I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't feel like filling orders during the daytime. We've got other things to do. So
I don't even think we can contractually do that.
Right.
I think it has to be Midas. And I'm certain that Midas will do that.
Right. All right. So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to... So go to poll.freetalklive.com to cast your vote in that poll.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Randy, listening to WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
I just had a quick comment.
Sure.
I've never really heard this... anybody talk about this, but we've had a lot of economic downturn, this recession stuff the last 5 or 6 years, and nobody's ever mentioned that the fact that Americans have had to quadruple their gas costs might be a direct cause for this. I mean, if you've got a standard vehicle or a family of five and an SUV, you go from paying $35 a week to paying $95 a week for your gas. That's a significant amount of money that you can no longer go and spend at Walmart or
Absolutely.
Kmart or your gas station or buying soda. Instead of buying a full tank of gas and a six-pack of Pepsis, you're not buying your Pepsis anymore. You know, you're not buying any of that anymore. And nobody seems to have mentioned that that's directly causing people not to be making as much money because they're paying so much more for fuel.
It's a lowered standard of living is what it is. I mean, these continually increasing prices in fuel, and also, of course, when fuel increases in price, so does pretty much everything else. So food going up, and much of this is kind of related to the fact that the government can print out as much money as it wants to. That tends to be a factor in rising prices.
Yeah, the inflation, you know, and in addition to the rising gas prices, is just a way to transfer more money from the poor people into the few hands of the wealthy elites who make this money and make these huge profits that, and then don't pay taxes on top of that, like the ExxonMobil, who, sure, I'm all against paying taxes, like anybody else. But, you know, when this...
nothing against making a profit. I mean, we run a business ourselves, but the point is that now that we have three vans to fuel up, and we're paying three times as much for our fuel, it's much harder to make a profit.
Except for the
gas companies. They're making the profit. Well,
they're also getting subsidies. They're also getting help from the government. That's the problem.
And you can't just jump into the game either. So it's okay to make a profit, but if you are in a industry that is insulated, protected from new competition, like the oil industry is, then those profits are much more guaranteed by the government.
Let's not forget to point out that the profit per gallon that one of these oil companies makes is less than the amount of taxes that the governments, all of the governments, place upon it. So if our betters in the federal and state and local governments really wanted to see the minions have a better lifestyle, they could do that too.
Yeah, well, that's an easy money source for the government because people... they don't really question the gas. They need to go out and visit their friends or to go to work and make that money. So they're going to pump that gas no matter what. And the whole, you know, the idea that these taxes aren't made readily available in most pumps. You don't see. I've seen some pumps that said,
that said
81 cents per gallon is taxes. But not every pump does. So you're not aware of that transaction. All you see is the dollar sign, and then you instinctually connect that with the vendor that is selling you that gas.
It sucks, though. I totally see where you're coming from, Randy. Anything else you want to share tonight? Is he gone? I think he's gone. Randy, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. That's probably his cell phone. And he sounded like a busy guy. Maybe he had to go, you know. But this is a big deal for people when these costs raise, when you are just barely making ends meet, and all of a sudden gas costs twice as much, and you drive for a living, or you drive to get to work, then that's a big hit that you've got to take, and you've got to look at other things to cut, because those costs aren't going down anytime soon.
You know, and it was, 11 years ago? The summer of 1999.
I remember it. 99 cents.
It was 89 cents in Union, South Carolina, when I was there. I mean,
I couldn't believe I saw that in my lifetime. I couldn't believe it even dropped that low when that happened.
So
it was higher than that before. It kind of moved down a little bit. All right, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.